The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Shem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Haslacha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen.
Amen.
Begin today's daf on Daf Bet, starting right from the Mishnah. And the Mishnah begins right away. Ha'isha niknit b'shalosh derachim v'kona et atzma b'shdei derachim. A lady is acquired in three ways, so that she right away, so you don't get confused, acquired for what? And she says one word, neba'ala. Okay, this is talking about how does a lady get married. So we know there's two stages of marriage according to the Torah. There's a stage called kiddushin, and then there is nisuin. Kiddushin is the first stage. Now you shouldn't treat kiddushin lightly. If a lady gets mekudeshet, she needs a divorce, which means it's binding, it's legal. So the question is, how does that first stage of the marriage manifest itself? So the Mishnah says, there's three ways you can marry a lady. Vekona et atzma b'shtei derachim. And she's able to acquire herself back, which means to become unwed, in two ways. So she can get in three ways, she can get out two ways. The Gemara is going to discuss the grammar of this Mishnah. Now she right away tips us off b'shalosh derachim k'demifarish ve'azil. The Gemara is going to explain. The Mishnah is going to explain. V'hai shalosh lashon nekevahu. You know the rule in grammar? Shalosh is nekeva, shalosha is zachar. Okay, you would think the opposite. You would think shalosha is nekeva because it has the hair. It's not like that. Shalosh is nekeva. So the question is, why would the Mishnah, if derachim is zachar, I didn't say derachot, derachim, so it should say shelosha derachim. So the grammar in the Mishnah is a little off over here, seemingly. Why we use a nekeva lashon to a zachar terminology, shalosh derachim? So the Gemara is going to deal with that question. And now the Mishnah starts the list. Niknit bekesef bishtar. Okay, she's niknit bekesef. The person gives, let's say, money to the lady. Yeah, they at mekudeshet li, you know, bekaspah hadin. Okay, that Moshe v'Yisrael. Now, when we say money, it doesn't only have to be regular currency. It can be sheve kesef, anything that has value. Bishtar. What is the case of shtar? Now he's giving her the shtar, and he writes on the shtar. Hare at mekudeshet li, bishtar zu. The shtar itself doesn't have to be worth anything, because he's not mekadishing her with the value of the shtar. He's being mekadisha with the words on the shtar. And then bi'ah. He has a relation. He has a relation with the lady. And before he has a relation, he says, Hare at mekadish li, bi'ah zu. And she says, V'kona et atzma b'shtei derachim garsina. Okay. V'kona et atzma liyot b'rshuta. What do you mean she acquires herself? So that she tells us for what purpose? That she's back to her domain l'imnaseh la'acher, where she'd be permissible to marry somebody else. Obviously a lady cannot marry two men. So until she gets one of these procedures done to let her free, she would not be allowed to marry somebody else. V'kona et atzma to marry somebody else. B'kesef u'bishtar. מפרש בברייתא בגמרא נותן לה כסף או שווה כסף. He gives her money or right, the equivalent of money. ואומר לה, הרי את מקודשת לי. Period. שטר, how do you do שטר? כותב לה על הנייר. He writes on a piece of paper. אף על פי שאינו שווה פירוטה. Even though the paper is not worth anything, doesn't matter. In the country, you don't want it to be worth anything, the paper. Because you're not מקודשת with the paper, you're מקודשת with the words on the paper. הרי את מקודשת לי. Period. Bi'a ba'aleha, he has relations. Ve'amar, itkadshi li bi'a zu. Good. V'chulehu yadik mikra'eh. Okay, and everything is learned from Pesukim. So we'll wait for the Gemara to explain it. Now the Mishnah continues. Bekesef. Oh, we'll discuss the first kinyan. Kesef. Bechamay umrim. Bedinar. Ubshaveh dinar. So the minimum amount of kesef that makes a kiddushin according to Bechamay is the denomination called a dinar or something that is a sheveh dinar. Okay? This is talking about it's silver. Tosfot says it's 1/25th of a gold dinar. Okay? It's all just denominations. Right, it's 96 grains of barley. It's the shi'ur in silver. That's how much silver, 96 grains of barley. So it's a nice size. Bet Shammai holds that to make a kiddushin, it's got to be a value. You got to have some value there. Ubet Hillel omrim befruta ubshave peruta. Bet Hillel is more strict or more lenient, depends on how you look at it. But he holds that even less than a dinar, even just a peruta, is considered enough for kiddushin. As she says, "Agivara bekama hi peruta." Oh, now we're going to break it down into the denominations. What is a peruta? Achat mishmona biisara italki, 1/8 of the Italian isar. So I guess we could assume that the isar has 8 perutot in it, and therefore 1/8 of an isara italki is 1 peruta. It is marginally less, well, not marginally, significantly less than Bet Shammai. So if a machloket, is it a dinar or is it a sheveh peruta? Okay. We continue. The konat tatzma, what's the two ways a lady gets her freedom back? So the Mishnah says, beget. Oh, we're familiar with that. We just finished Gittin. So a get. He give the all the laws of a get. That frees the lady. So we know that. Ubimitata baal. Or if the husband dies. Husband dies, also that frees her to marry somebody else. Now the Mishnah goes on to a different track over here. Haibama. She also learned. Person is married. They have no children. The husband dies. The lady now falls to what's called Yibum. She has to now marry the husband's brother. So the question is, that's a marriage. Yibum is like a marriage. Torah says you got to do this. So how does the Yavam acquire the Yibama? Yavam being the man, Yibama being the lady. How does that happen? So the Gemara says, Niknit bibi'ah. That's it. There's no kesef, there's no shtar. There's one way to be konei a yibama, but a Torah, got to have a relation. Now she says, bibi'a lihiyot kishto lechol davar, which means that makes it a full-fledged wife. She imba ligaresha ahar kach, ena siricha hemenu halitza. Before yibum was made, there's a way to break which we call the zika. The connection. You break it with what's called the halitza. Right? The halitza is also a Torah law. However, once he makes the yibum with the bi'ah, it's a full-fledged man and wife. Now if the guy wants to get out, there's no more halitza. Halitza is off the table. Now you need a regular get. Ela get. Aval shtar vekesef en mu'ilin ba mena Torah. Mena Torah, you cannot be kona yibama. Not with shtar, and not with kesef. However, if you remember, we learned in Masechet Yevamot that shtar and kesef do have a connection to yibum. What's the connection? The connection is like this. Let's say you have, for argument's sake, 5 brothers. Okay? Now the lady falls to yibum to all 5. So one of the brothers wants to lock her in. Right? So what does he do? He goes to her and he gives her kesef. Not mekudeshet, but hareze kesef ma'amar. We said it's called ma'amar. Ma'amar means it's a rabbinical kiddushin, And that is given with kesef, which means you can give the yibama kesef, that would lock her in. Nafka minara, she says, so that she talks that right now. Aval, shtar v'kesef, en mu'aydim ba minatura, ela, medrabala, detikun, demehani ba ma'amar. The rabbis established that ma'amar will work, bari yabam, bari yibum, kedamim bi yibamot, aval, eno gomer ba liyot yorsha'u mitame'ala. The kesef doesn't consummate it where it'll be a full-fledged wife, where let's say, if she dies, that he's Yoresha, or that if he's a Kohen, he can become Tameta. No, ve'lo lefotra min halitza. Nor does it exempt her from halitza. Ela leposla al she'ar achiv. All it does is let's say the guy that made ma'amar dies, the other brothers now cannot make yibum. The other brothers have to make a halitza. Consider that she was already bonded to this guy. And once one of the brothers makes a procedure, the other brothers cannot make a yibum. So ma'amar either locks it in. That's one nafkamina. She's locked in now, and he has to finish it with a yibum or a halitza. Or if he dies, the other brothers have to make a halitza. Okay, so that's the way you get into yibum. Shnah continues. As we know, that's one of the ways, halitza. They get out ubi mitat hayavam, right? Or if let's say the yavam dies, which means they got married, everything's good, it's a full fledged marriage, and he dies, okay, so she goes free. No different than mitat, the regular marriage. Mitah gives the lady back her ability to go marry somebody else. And we'll see exactly the Gemara what the hadush in that is as well. All right, I think we could start the Gemara. We'll read the Gemara. Let's see how far we can get. Ha'isha niknit. Okay, so it's saying over here, the lady is acquired. Ma'ishena ha'cha. Detani ha'isha niknit. Over here in Perek Rishon, it says the language, the lady is acquired. Right, so the lady over here is the one that's being discussed. She's the subject. Right? Ha'isha niknit. A lady is acquired in three ways. But in the second perek, it says Detani Ha'ish Mekadesh. It says over there, the man makes kiddushin. It's talking about over there that a man can make kiddushin himself, give the kesef to himself, or he can do it with his agent, with his shaliach. So why over there the subject is the man making the kiddushin, whereas over here the subject is the lady, Aisha Nikni. Why did the Tana change the way he writes it? Look at Rashi. Umay shena hatam beperek sheni de Tana ha'ish mekadesh bo ubishlucho. Right, it says a man can mekadesh himself or with his agent. Nitni hacha ha'isha mitkadeshet. Oh, that's really the question. Not more the subject, but the words. Over there you use the word kiddushin. Here you're using the word kinyam. Here you said ha'isha niknit. It's more like an acquisition. There you said ha'ish mekadesh. There you're calling it what it is, kiddushin. So why don't you use the terminology? After all, it is masichet kiddushin. So you should start the masichet off by saying what? Ha'isha mitkadeshet. B'shalosh drachim. Why didn't you use the word mitkadesh? Why did the Tana over here opt for the word niknit, kinyan? No? That's the question. So what's the Gemara's answer? Mishum dekaba'e lemitni kesef. Oh. Because one of the acquisitions that we said over here is what? Kesef. So what? Rashi. Mishum dekaba'e lemitni kesef. Bani kinyanim, it's amongst these kinyanim. V'amrin al kama, we're going to say on Daf Dalid, kesef minalan v'niknit bo. How do you know that a lady can be acquired with kesef? So on Daf Dalid, the Gemara is going to say, u'mefarshina degavim ki ha mizde efron. It says the word ki ikah isha. That's why a lady. And it says also the word kiha, by when Avraham Avinu bought the field from Ephron for the Marat Machpelah. The Ikri Kinyan. Now, over there by Ephron, it's called a Kinyan, right? Shirkana, it says that Avraham bought. And we know that that was done with money. So therefore over here also, it's called a Kinyan. Legabe the Kesef. So the word Kinyan, Aishanik needs specifically is to highlight the Kinyan Kesef, because Kesef is called an acquisition. When you do something with a Kesef, how do you know it even works? And we know from Steh Afron. We'll see the whole Dirashah later. Oh, you know from Steh Afron. And by Steh Afron, when they acquired it, it's called what? Avraham made a Kinyan. Also, because they use that terminology of Kesef, so use the terminology of Nikni. That's it. It's a tip us off. Oh, so comes again what Aaron says. Good. The Kesef. Mina lan. Right away. How do you know Kesef? How do you know it works? Now, Rashi right away tells us the following. Look at Rashi on the bottom of Rashi. She explains us the question. Because without Rashi, I would say, the Gemara is right away jumping to the source. How do you know Kesef works for a lady? I know that cannot be the question. Why? Because she just told me the list, and she has Dabdalin's question. So therefore, this Kesef Minalan has to be a different question. So look at Rashi. Lav hacha kaba'ela. That's not the question over here. Ela lekaman. Ve'acha hay mitaretz ka'amar la lekula milta mishum deka'i ba'el limitne kesef ve'kesef minalan yafinan le lekaman mikiha v'kiha lashon kinyanu. Which means the Tana over here in the Gemara is just looking to go back to answer his original question. Why did you start with the word niknit? You know why we started with Niknit? Because we're going to discuss Kesef. Now, I just opened up Kiddushin for the first time. So what? Kesef, Kinyan, I don't know the connection. Oh, so the Gemara is going to just give us a quick overview that Kesef is called a Kinyan. That's what's interesting in showing me now. That Kesef is called a Kinyan, like we see by Steh Afron, but the Gemara is going to go formally on Dav Dalit and go through the whole thing. How do you know Kesef? Here is just to get to the point that Kesef is called the Kinyan, like we see by Steh Afron. To answer the question why it says Aisha Niknit, which means that's the first question you have to know when you read the Mishnah. Aisha Niknit, period, stop. It should bother you. Why did you use the word Niknit? Acquired. I'm not acquiring a field. Why does it say a field? It should say Aisha Mitkadeshet. But it says, V'kesef minalan. Gemar kiha kiha misde Efron. We have a gezerah shava kiha kiha. What does it say? Ketiva chat says by us kiyikah ish isha. Perfect. That's the pasuk of kiddushin. The man will take a wife. That's kiyikah. That's kiddushin. Uchtiva tam, and it says by Efron when Avraham bought the Ma'arat HaMachpelah, natati Kesef asadeh kah mimeni. Oh, Avraham Avinu also used the word kah. Yeah, I gave you the money, take it. So as the word kiha by kiddushin, as the word kiha by Steh Afron. Now, the kiha ikri kinyan. Now you should know that the word kiha is a kinyan. How do you know? Dichtiv asadeh Asher Kana Avraham, the field that Avraham bought, acquired. Iname. Oh, we have another proof. Sadot Bechesef Yiknu. Very good. That's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Fields are acquired with Kesef. Now we know Avraham Abinu bought the field. Right? He bought it, and it says kiha. It was a field. And we know by fields, the Torah says what? Sedot bechesef yiknu. Fields are acquired with money. That's why I use the lashon niknit to hint to us the rule of kesef. Now, this pasuk over here is vital. You might ask, what do you need this pasuk for? What was the matter with the first pasuk? Usually whenever you bring a second pasuk, it's because the first pasuk was lacking. Now, the first pasuk seemingly was great. Hasadeh, Asher, Kana, Avraham. Phenomenal. What more do you want? Only problem is, it doesn't say that Avraham actually made Kinyan Kesef. Maybe Avraham used another Kinyan. There's other ways to why I feel. So therefore, how do you know when the Torah says Hasadeh, Asher, Kana, maybe when it says Kana, it's because another Kinyan was employed. You still are not 100% certain that Kesef is called a Kinyan. Right? Or it says Kiha. Very good. It says what? Asher Kana. Who knows? Maybe he did the Kinyan Sudar. I don't know how we bought the field. So therefore, even though I see there was a transfer of money, but maybe that wasn't the Kinyan. Maybe that was whatever it was. It was just some type of compensation. But the Kinyan was something else. So that's why the Torah has to say, or the Negev says, as Sadot, be kesef yiknu. Oh, now it's no question. Kesef, kinyan, fields. Everything is clear, and therefore the Mishnah uses that lashon. That's look at the Tosafot on the top. Tosafot on the second amud. I would bet top Tosafot was iname. Iname sadot be kesef yiknu. So the Tosfot has another question. In the book of Vayikra, it says the word kesef miknato. That kesef is called the kinyan. Look, we want to show you that when you're buying a field, it's called the kinyan. Good. The kasher imken ha'avidil atuya hasadeh asher kana Avraham, which means what was the matter with the first pasuk? Hasadeh asher kana Avraham. So Tosfot says, "V'yeshlomad demayi leka lemedak." No proof. Why? Tika lememar hasadeh asher kana Avraham behazaka or beshtar. But maybe he bought the field with a shtar. Maybe he bought it with a hazaka. Maybe he built a fence around the Ma'arat Machpelah. That lo kitiv hasadeh asher kana bekesef. Doesn't say Avraham that he bought it with kesef. So therefore, the pasuk, the second, this inameh is completing the circle. Sadot bekesef yiknu. You have to know that fields are acquired with kesef lashon kinyan. Okay, now the Gemara goes the other way. So you told me now nikni because you wanted to hint to me kesef and kesef is called the kinyan. Very nice. Now we're going to go the other way. Tini ha'isha niknit. Period. Now we start the new piece. V'nitniatam ha'ishkone. All right, be consistent. Once already you're telling me niknit, that's the language you want to use. In the next piric you should say ha'ishkone. Why did you switch to ha'ish mikadesh? Which means you're on the track of niknit, so keep it consistency. Look at the top rashi. V'nitniacha. That's actually later on. So comes the Gemara and says, "V'nitniyata me'ish kone mi'ikara teni lishna deoraita ulbesof teni lishna derabbanan," which means initially the mishteket wants to start off with what a lashon that is a deoraita lashon. Kenyan is a deoraita language. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah Kiddushin. Kiddushin is a rabbinical language. We start off with the Torah language, Kinyan, which we see in the Torah, and then we go to the rabbinical language. That's the Gemara's answer. Umay lishna derabbananu. Now the Gemara goes to the essence of the word Kiddushin. What is this language, Kiddushin? What does it mean? What type of word is this that the rabbis were metakim? What does it come from? What is its root word? De asarla akud le'alma kekdesh. Which means the lady becomes like Hikdish. A person has an object, a portable item, whatever it may be, right? He says, this item is Hikdish. Basically, what did he do? It's forbidden now for anybody to use this item. It's Kodesh, right? He's got to give it to the Beit HaMikdash. So the same thing when a guy says to his wife, Hadat Mikudeshit, he's saying, you are to the rest of the world, right? Like Hikdish. Therefore, off limits, can't go with anybody. But it was, of course, he leaves room for himself. Otherwise, he would not be able to go. Zareat mikudeshet li, which means for me, it's okay. But everybody else, that's lashon kiddushin, menashon hekdesh. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, "Umay lishnat aben akigod v'nitni hacha ha'ish kone." Now we're going to go through every single possible option that the Tana could have chose. That was the way we understood the first question. Over here, who's the subject? The lady. Ha'isha niknit. The lady is acquired. Why not say the man acquires? Say the man acquires a lady in three ways. Just like later on you said ha'ish mekadesh lo u'bishluho. Stop the masechet over here. Ha'ish kone. It's also true. There's nothing wrong with that. Why did you make the subject over here the lady? Ha'isha niknit. Good. We're going to tap that sheet. V'nitni hacha ha'ish kone. Which is, I have no problem in terminologies now. You want to tell me you start off with the Doraita language? Beautiful. And you want to tell me later on you went with the rabbinical language? Beautiful. But keep it consistent in the subject. Just like in the second pirik is Ha'ish Mekadesh, start off with the first pirik, Ha'ish Koneh. So comes the Gemara and answers, Mishum Deka Ba'el Nimitni Sefa. Because we want to keep it consistent with the Sefa, the end of the Mishnah. What does the end of the Mishnah say? Vekona et atzma bedida. And she acquires herself. Now, in freeing herself, she's got to be the subject. Because not always does the husband have to be active in freeing the lady. He just dies. So therefore, at the end of the Mishnah, we wanted to say what? Vekona et atzma. That's bedida. She's the subject. So therefore, Tane na Mirisha Bedida. So therefore, in the beginning of the Mishnah, also looked at her as the subject. To that, the Gemara comes along and says, V'nitni ha'ish kone umakne. That's what you're interested in? You could have said like this. The man is kone, kone the wife, and he's makne. He also releases through a kinyan, which means kone is the acquire, and the makne is like gives back. Let the Mishnah use that language. Look at Ashi. Umakne otal la'asram b'shne dinachim. So the Gemara answers what we just said already. Mishum de'ika mita tabal. Because one of the ways that he gives the lady back her freedom is by dying. De'lav iu kam makne. He's not giving any kinyan. Min shemayahu de maknila. That's Mirashamayim, they're giving it back. So therefore you cannot say he's makne. He's not makne anything. In the get he's makne, you're right. But on one of them, he's not. So therefore the Mishnah is answered. V'ibayit ema. I can give you another answer. Itana kone. If it would have said that ish kone, hava amina afilu ba'al korha. Kone sounds like even against her will. So therefore, Tana Isha Niknit. So put the subject of the lady is acquired, as if to say that she has rights. The midata in shelo midata lo. Okay, very important rule. That what? A lady can only go into a marriage willingly. By Gittin, it was the opposite. Gittin, we said, you can divorce Baal Korha. Masha'ikin kiddushin, she has to go in willingly, and that's what the Mishnah is saying. Ha'isha niknit, means she has to have da'at. So you see how much kiddushin the Tana he puts into the words, which means just the way he wrote the words, the order he wrote the words, the lashon that he used, the subject that he used. Each one of these items teaches us another vital halakha in the laws of kiddushin. Good. So comes the Gemara and continues and says like this. Right, so the Rashba explains over here. It's a nice theory of Rashba. The Rashba wants to say that when the guy says, if the Mishnah says, Ish kone, it sounds like it's all dependent on him. She has no say. So therefore it's Baal Korha. It's up to him. If he wants, she don't want, it doesn't matter. By saying, Ha'isha niknit shows that she has a say. Right, by giving her side of the story, that she must have some rights. Okay, that's how we learn it. Okay, comes the Gemara continues. Umay idiya detani shalosh litni shalosha. Okay, now we start with the grammar. You told me that the lady is niknit b'shalosh b'shalosh derachim. Good, shalosh nekeva. That's my point. Shalosh nekeva. The word derachim is zachar. So again, shalosh is nekeva. Don't get tricked. In numbers in Hebrew, it's the opposite of conventional thinking. Shalosha is zachar. Shalosh is nekeva. So the Gemara says, it should say, Ha'isha niknit b'shlosha derachim. The word derachim is masculine. Shalosha is masculine. Why is it shalosh derachim? The syntax is not correct. So the Gemara says, Mishum dekaba'e limitni derech. Oh, because it's using the word derech. Okay, so what? V'derech lashon nekevahu. The word derech. So the Gemara's question is, Ha'isha niknit, right? So why do you use lashon nekeva? So it's because derech. Derech is nekeva. How is derech nekeva? Dichtiv. Vodata lahem et haderech yelchu ba. And you will show them the road that they will walk in. It doesn't say yelchu bo. When it's referring to the road is referred to as ba. Oh, so now we learn to hadush. The word derech is feminine, and the word shalosh is like describing the word derech. So therefore, shalosh derechim. So comes the Gemara and says, "Ve'lahad etanya." Oh yeah, you want to start with that? Now we're going to have a braita. You want to go take us down that road? So now look what it says in the braita. Good. Look at can you look at just a small Tosfot for 1 second? Because I want you to have crystallized the Gemara's question. Litni shelosha. You can ask yourself a question. What's the difference? Say shalosh, say shelosha. What do I care if it's male? What do I care if it's feminine? Who cares? The point is, get the point. Of course, three. So Tosfot says no. Pirush mishum dechol haTorah kula b'shon zachar ne'emra. Look at the whole Torah. The Torah is written in a masculine way. So therefore, you teach me now Mishnah. You're right. There's no nafkamina maybe for the number three. But keep it in the normal syntax of the Torah's language. Zachar. Ha'isha niknit. Just say, Bishlosha derachim. No. Please. The word derech is used in our Mishnah. And the word derech is nekeva. The derech yelchuba. Also for shalosh and derachim are connected. Okay. We'll just explain you what the Havamina was. Why is the Gemara so bothered that it should be a masculine term? Because the whole Torah is written in a masculine term. So why did the Mishnah changed? And it changed because it's going under the word Derachim. Oh, Vela Hadetanya, but what about a brighter that we have? B'Shiv'a Derachim Bodkim Et Hazav. Oh. There are 7 ways that we check the Zav. Now, before we get to the question, what is this Mishnah talking about? 7 ways we check a Zav? Now, we know a Zav is someone that has an emission that comes out of his body. Okay? And we know that a Zav is Tameh, in the Torah. It depends how many days he saw, and we know the whole laws. They have it by ladies, have a Gedolah, and all this business. But this is talking about actually a Zav. It's not talking about a lady. This is talking about a man. So the question is not always, does the Zavut cause a Tum'ah? We have to investigate what brought the zavut. Could be something he ate, and therefore that's not tum'ah. So look at Rashi. Bodkim et hazav b'ma'achal, right? They maybe ate something. U'b'mishter, he drank. B'holi, b'masa, maybe he lifted something heavy. B'kfisa, maybe jumped, brought it. U'mar'eh, maybe he saw something. V'irur. Shema Mahmat Ehad Mehem Ra'a. Now here's the key. Ve'anusu ve'tahor. A person that sees Zavut accidentally or because of external reasons. How do we know? Did Rahmana Amar Mibisaro? What do we know? It came from his flesh. Me'elav. Velo Mahmat Onis. But this is the key Rashi now. Vaisha Be'onis Namimit Tame'ah. A lady, doesn't matter. But she Zavut, regardless, Kedah Amar, Perek Benot Kutim, Kishumir Ki Yazuv Zuv Dama Re'ar Anus Amur. Okay, which means that's why it says, Bishiv'ad Dirachim Botkim Et Azav. The Zavah, you got to check. Doesn't matter what you did. She ate, she there. Doesn't matter. So now what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is, Bishiv'ad Dirachim. Oh, Dirachim, you just told me is what? Feminine. Shiva is masculine. Oh, what are you talking? It should say Besheva Derachim. Right? So comes again. You just told me now in the Masechet Kiddushin that what? You started off the first Mishnah. Shalosh Derachim. Ah, Shalosh is female. Oh, because Derachim is female. Okay, now we know a rule now. Anytime I'm going to see the word Derachim, it's going to be predicated by a female language. What about the Zav case? Yeah. It says Besheva Derachim. And he uses the word Shiva. Shiva is male. Doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, Mishum deka ba'el limitni derech. Oh, because it's using the word derech. Vashkehan derech de'ikri lashon zachar. And we see that the word derech is a masculine language. Dichtiv. Bederech echad yitzu elecha. Very good. Shiva derachim befirush. So you see what? In the Torah now. Torah when it's Torah. Now we're confused. What is derech? Make up your mind. Is derech zachar? Is derech nekeva? So you're playing games. In Kiddushin. Oh, Kiddushin, it's feminine. We have to be shalosh. Oh, in the Zavut case over there? No, don't you know? Derech is male. So we don't know exactly how to negotiate this word derech. So the Gemara says, "Iache kashu kerae ahadade." Number one, we have two pasukim contradicting. One pasuk says derech ba, and this over here says shiva derechim. One pasuk implies derech is zachar. One is implying that it's a, so. First, you have a stirah in pasukim. Vekasha name matnitin ahadade. And then you have a stira mishnayot. One time our mishnah kiddushin says shalosh derachim. Another place says shiva derachim. Make up your mind. The mishnayot now are not consistent, right? So comes Gemara and says, kra ahadade lakashan. You know what? The stira. I'm not worried about the stira in the pesukim. Hachad betorah kae. The Torah ikli lashon nekeva. Over here, kiddushin. Kiddushin is not a rabbinical law. Kiddushin is a Torah law. Okay. From the Torah. Ki yika ishisha. That's a Torah law. And Torah is what tense or what? The word Torah is a feminine word. How do we know? Dikhtiv. Torah tashem temima. Meshivat nafish. It doesn't say Torah Hashem Tamim. The Torah Hashem is Temima. So let's go slow. It seems Derech can go either way. So when we're talking in Torah law, like Kiddushin, and we know the word Torah is feminine, so we're going to apply feminine shalosh to attach it to the Derechim, and we'll use the feminine words on Torah law. So katav la bilshon nekeva. Actually, I'm going even better. Forget about our Mishnah for a second. I was answering the Mishnah. I'm ahead of myself. Let's answer the Pesukim first. What's the Pasuk that teaches me that the word derech is nekeva? It says, v'hodata lehem et haderech yilchuba. You will show them the road that they should go on. What's the road that people should go on? Torah. That the road? What's Torah? Feminine. Oh, so that pasuk that you're talking about, Torah, it refers to derech as feminine. Bah. Good. That pasuk over there that told me derech is feminine is because the context of the pasuk was talking about what's the subject? Torah. The Torah is feminine. Hatam. But the other pasuk that you quoted, That's a pasuk written by war. The enemy's going to run away from you. They're going to be so scared. They're going to run away in seven roads, seven paths. That's about war. War is what type of item? Masculine. Who makes wars? The man goes to war. Ladies don't go to war. And therefore, ketev lab lashon zachar. Good. So obviously we're seeing derech can go either way. When the context is feminine, like Torah, then we use the feminine. When the context is the male context, we use the zachar. Exactly, you got to go with the context. No. But that doesn't explain Amishnayot. Amishnayot are not pesukim.
No.
Why in Kiddushin you decided to use the feminine, and in Zav, you use the male? Oh. Matnitin ahadadi lakasham. Haha. Delegabe isha ka'if. Very simple. Here, Masikat Kiddushin. Ha'isha niknit. Who are we talking about? Who's the subject? The lady. So therefore, ketani la bilshon nekeba. So therefore, we said the Mishnah in Lashon, nekeba. Hatam delegabe ishka'e. How do we know we're talking about a man? Because the only one that we check in seven ways is the man. Because we learned already that a lady is automatic. So therefore, de darko shel ish libadek. Who gets checked when he gets the zavut? Amen. Ven darka shel isha libadek. Why? Deha isha nameh be'onis metameh. The lady is metameh even be'onis. Beautiful. So now we understand derech can go either way. It all depends on the context, like the pisukim and now Mishnah. I go with subject. Subject of this Mishnah is lady. Subject of zav is man. So you go with zakat. Now the Gemara comes along and says, so Tani Lashon Zachar, it said Lashon Zachar by Zav, period. New question. My Tama Tani Shalosh Mishum Dirachim. So now we're building. Okay, we accept your premise that you gave us over. You tell me Shalosh because it says the word Dirachim. Right? And we know Dirachim can be both ways. In this Mishnah, we're going to use the feminine usage of it because it's Torah, right? The Torah is, because it's about a lady. And since the subject is the lady, so therefore we use the feminine terminology. Yavara says, Nitni Devarim. Why don't you don't use the word Dirachim. Say, Ha'isha Niknit Bishlosha Devarim. Use a different word. Why? V'nitni Shilosha. And then you'll be able to say, Shilosha. Again, because that's the normal way. The normal way is we're always going to try to make everything masculine. The way of the Gemara is to keep things in the masculine. Here, it's an oddity that we're using the feminine. So the Gemara said, well, I know why you locked yourself into the feminine. You got Dirachim. Dirachim can be a feminine. You're talking about a lady. Very simple. Sidestep the whole issue. Just write. Instead of the word Dirachim, Devarim. A lady can be acquired with three items. Devarim is zachar. To finish, you can use the regular lashon of the Gemara. Shlosha. Mishum deka ba'el mitne bi'a. Oh, because one of the three ways is what? Bi'a. Ubi'a ikri derech. Bi'a is called a derech. How do you know that? Dichtiv v'derech gever be'alma. Ken derech isha. It says that the Gemara is talking about over there, it's a pasuk in Mishle. I'm going to give you the whole pasuk. It says derech haneshir b'shamayim, the way of the eagle, it flies in the sky. Derech nahash, the way of the snake is what? Alesur, it goes on the rock. Derech oniyah b'lev yam, the way of the boat is in the seas. V'derech gever b'alma, and the way of a man is to be in b'awadei. A lady. Wait a minute. And then it says that that's the way of a lady who is a adulteress. What does it mean? Which means, just like when a boat goes into the water, after the boat passes, there's no trace that the boat was ever there. When an eagle flies in the sky, right? After it flies in a certain path, you cannot see a trace in the sky. So they say the same thing when a lady commits adultery, there's no, you can't tell. There's no mark. Derech gever be'alma. The way of a gever is be'alma, and that's the way the mina'efet uses to cover herself up, because there's no can't catch her. There's no like a trace. But what do you see over there? You see in the pasuk that bi'ah is a derech. So keep the hashbon over here. We use the word derech now because we're using bi'ah, and bi'ah is called a derech. Now once you lock yourself into derech. So now, and we know the subject of the Mishnah is a lady. So therefore we're going to keep it now, Shalosh. Now, Hatinah Bi'ah. Okay, so you answered me Bi'ah. Bi'ah is called the Derech. Kesef Ushtar, Ma'ika Lememar. But what about Kesef and Shtar? What about the other two? Okay, which means, for one out of the three, you chose derech. The majority of the kinyanim, not derech. Kesef and neshtar. Says mishum bi'ah. Okay, because of bi'ah. That was we chose bi'ah to use derech. Vetani tarti atu hada. What? You opted to write one as opposed to two, which means you chose the bi'ah language derech as opposed to the other two. Go with the majority. Everything leads to the bi'ah, which means eventually all these kinyanim to get to the marriage. What is he giving the money for? The money's going to lead to a bi'ah. The shtar also leads to what? Bi'ah. So it's all bi'ah. So therefore, you have to be kinyan itself, and you have the other ones that lead to it. So if we use the word derech, okay, that's what she learns. By the way, hayalo nilecha hararov, like we learned, everything's bi'ah. Vibaitema hanim aman. Who's the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Shimoni. The Tanya, we have a braita. Rabbi Shimon Omer mepene ma amra Torah. Why does it say in the Torah that the man will take the lady? Why doesn't it say that a lady will be taken to the man? It's making the man more active. He's the one that's taken. Why don't you look at it from the lady's aspect? That a lady will be taken to the man as if she's going to give herself to the man. Why did you make the man the active one and the lady the passive one? Do you know what it says? It's the way for the man to pursue the wife, to look for his wife. That's not the way of the lady to go and search for the guy, which means we know it today. Which means the lady is passive. She's waiting to get the phone call from the man. The man is the active one. The girl doesn't call the boy and then say that she wants to go out on a date. It's the opposite. So therefore, that's the derech. Now why is that so? So the Gemara gives the deep psychology behind it. Why is that so? There's something to the essence of every person over here. Mashal le'adam she'avda lo aveda. A guy lost an object. Mi chozer al mi. Who looks for the object? Ba'al aveda mehazer al avedato. Which means, who is searching for the owner? Well, the person that lost it is searching. The guy that found it, he's not searching for the owner. He's holding on to it, waiting for the guy that lost it to come to him, right? The guy who lost it. Adam HaRishon lost his rib. He's missing a part of his body. That part of his body went to the lady. So therefore, he's the Ba'al Aveda. Who does the searching? He doesn't search it. He's missing the item. So then he's missing that item. So therefore, it's his thing. Now, what does that do for us? Look at Rashi. Hamani, look at Rashi. Detani lashon derech bekedushe isha Rabbi Shimoni. De amar urha de'ar'a shayach bihu. Which means like this. The word derech in the Mishnah, according to this opinion, derech means the normal way. Derech like derech ha'olam. And therefore it's saying, Ha'isha nikni, the lady is acquired b'shalosh derachim, which means the acquisition of a lady is done under a normal derech ha'olam. That what? The man is the one that is doing the searching. That's a normal derech. Because he's the one that lost the rib. So it only makes sense for him to... So therefore, we have to understand this. If you crystallize now, somebody's going to ask you, why did the Mishnah use the word derech? Use devarim, use devarim. You can use zachar language, like all of a shas, you have problems. Either bi'ah. Bi'ah is called a derech. But bi'ah is only one out of the three. Everything leads to bi'ah. So it's also use the word derech. Or, I can tell you the reason why I use derech, that a lady is acquired to the normal derech ha'olam. Who searches for the lost item? The man searches for the lost item because he lost the rib. Therefore, it uses in that terminology. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.